Thursday,
I am Christian Markley. We're here at Somerset House, and for me, the intention of this is really just to make people more aware of the city in terms of a soundscape. London is a very loud city. The buses are extremely loud. I lived in New York for 25 years, and New York is a very loud city too. But I don't know. I think London beats it in some ways. We constantly kind of fight that sound, and we make abstraction of it. We're always kind of struggling to keep our speech above the traffic. It's just part of that fabric of the city that I wanted to acknowledge. Today, when we think of electronic music, we tend to forget about the whole history that really came out of how do we use machines to make sounds. And from the French musique concrète in the 50s to the onset of computers and synthesizers, it's good to sort of impose certain limit and restrictions or to try to pay attention to other kind of sounds, kind of more rooted in the real. And not so much in an illustrative way, but really just dealing with reality, with the everyday, the sound of the city. Some people who lived all their life in the city cannot tolerate silence. They need that background hum. You know, John Cage famously said that if you listen carefully to anything, it becomes interesting. So he was saying that when he listened to car alarm in the 80s. It was the beginning of the car alarm. You hear less of it now, but there was in the 80s. It was intense in New York. And he said, if you listen to it, you know, long enough, and if you try to find something interesting in it, it becomes interesting.
I'm Karen Guire. Normally, under normal circumstances playing, I play live, analog, dance music, basically.
Karen Guire will be the closing act and also works with beats. There are like these interesting rhythms that go on, but they're not dance rhythms. They're more like rhythms that define the density of the traffic, that are the result of the traffic lights, you know, and you get a lot of traffic, and then they get stuck.
We are at Somerset House in London. I know it really well because I lived here for a really long time, and it's where all the fashion shows happen. It's a real amazing building. It's massive. It's a labyrinth. It's a gallery. It's undefinably cultural, right on one of the busiest corners in London, really. A bazillion buses going by, loads of tourists, lots of commuters rushing around, lots of traffic. It's a real kind of ground zero for London, in a way, I would say. It's pretty iconic in that way. There are a lot of people walking past, and so you can occasionally hear people chit-chatting or talking on their phones. Just, you hear all sorts, basically. Living in a big city, it is so loud, yet you hear the little details really clearly when they happen. You hear these little conversations that are happening outside of these windows, and you hear even the little squeak on the bus brakes. What I'll be doing for my performance is taking the more benign sounds coming from outside. I really worked long distance, because that was what I had to do, because my home is so many miles away from here, I couldn't necessarily do strictly improv. I needed to have some material and some grounding to my piece, but I decided to work with the footsteps that can be caught if you really listen closely. As people with more fancy shoes, business shoes, walk past, high heels actually were the best ones, when people tromp past with their high heels on, it's this really beautiful, like, boom, 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 boom. I made polyrhythmic drum patterns out of these things, alongside the live feeds that I'll be manipulating as they happen. I was sort of in the middle of working on it, and I came here for a little meet and greet with the team. And as we were standing, chatting in the room, the Extinction Rebellion protest came past, and we were forced to stop talking because it was so loud. And that completely took my piece in another direction. I was already using drums a lot, so I threw in what I saw coming past the windows on that particular evening. This piece is so London specific. It had to be created about London, for London, in London. If you're in central London, it is loud. And coming from a much smaller city back to this, you forget so quickly how much stimulus, just overload there is. The extent to which our brains tune out 90% of the noise is just really crazy, because we isolate. We'll hear things that are recognizable and maybe a bit more interesting sounds, like the footsteps. The amount of frequency and just hum and noise underneath all of the really interesting sounds to our brain is utterly enormous. The space that I'll be performing in is one of many beautiful, high-ceilinged, many-windowed rooms in Somerset House. Yeah, it's on a really cool corner, because you can look out and see not just Cafe Nero or whatever and Boots on the corner, but you can see a bit of sky and a bit of air and hear a seagull or two now and then if the traffic slows down for a split second.
Somerset House Studios.